Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free here to bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming out, I teased earlier in the week the Bitcoin crackdown happening in Vermont. We'll talk about that because we never really did get to it. I think that's a pretty important story for the Bitcoin universe. And with you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
So we'll start, though, Daryl, with finally it's happened. An election where no one has gone to vote. Not even the candidates themselves, not even the government bureaucrats showed up. No one cast their vote in this election.
That's correct, and despite the claims that some people make of if nobody votes, then the government goes away.
It's gone, right? They shut it down, didn't they?
No, they didn't.
Oh, darn.
Shocking.
Yeah, so the story is out of New Mexico, and the Albuquerque Journal has the story. They say, what if there was an election and no one showed up to vote? Not even the candidates themselves. That's precisely what happened in the recent Hagerman School Board election. Three candidates ran unopposed. None received a single vote, not even their own.
Wow.
It was this lack of opposition and not a lack of interest in education that kept the town's 1,034 eligible voters away from the polls, said Superintendent Ricky Williams, who supervises the three-school district of fewer than 500 students. The fact that the candidates were unopposed and that the election was held in Roswell, 26 miles away, may have had something to do with it. Polling stations were not open in the southeast New Mexico community.
That seems like a
decision made by Chavez County.
Seems like a really long way to drive to go and cast a ballot. 26 miles. Is there something atypical going on there, or do they normally have elections 26 miles away?
I don't think they normally have elections 26 miles away.
That's pretty shocking. I mean, it could be understandable why there'd be very, very low turnout there.
Right. The story continues. Williams said, we have a committed community that is high on education. The community was very supportive of the candidates. None of the candidates for the three open seats on the five-member school board was an incumbent, so each needed at least one vote to be elected.
Really? Even though they were unopposed?
Even though they were unopposed. That leaves the Hagerman School Board in a bind. Cindy Fuller, Bureau of Elections Bureau of Elections Chief for the county, said she consulted with the county clerk and Williams, and they are seeking legal advice. The Hagerman School Board likely will appoint the three candidates.
The two remaining school board members.
Yes.
Okay.
Will likely appoint the three candidates to the school board at the board's next meeting on February 23rd. Fuller said that with no contested positions, no write-in candidates, and no questions or bonds on the ballot, state statute permits the clerk's office to handle the election. There were convenient voting stations in Roswell, they said, but not in Hagerman. Yeah, I don't see how it is convenient to have your polling place 26 miles away.
Yeah, there's nothing convenient about that at all.
Yeah, you think it's hard trying to get people to vote now. Like, try putting their polling station 26 miles away. You'll never get any turnout.
It's shocking, though, that not even the candidates themselves bothered to put the effort in to actually go and vote for themselves.
Here's why. One of the candidates, who works in a neighboring town, said he was surprised to come home to Hagerman to find that the two usual polling stations were closed on election day, and he did not have enough time to get to Roswell.
Okay.
Another candidate said she did not see a reason for the county to pay for polling stations in Hagerman when the election was uncontested. For her part, she went to work on Tuesday rather than to Roswell. She said, we all want to be on the school board. It's all good. We're all donating our time and efforts. The third candidate declined comment. The zero vote turnout almost makes Albuquerque look good, they write. Less than 2.6% of voters went to the polls for the Albuquerque Public Schools and Central New Mexico Community College Board election.
I didn't realize this was for Albuquerque. I don't know if they're taking this hour tonight. They probably aren't. They usually only take one of our 3 hours, and I think it's the last one. There's an unusual circumstance.
Of the 297,291 eligible voters in Albuquerque, only 7,600 cast ballots. Now, something interesting about New Mexico law in elections, and I looked this up, if there is a tie vote, technically they are supposed to cast lots.
What?
Which, of course, doesn't really matter because there are only three candidates for three open seats.
Right.
And but what you're saying is, let me make sure I follow this correctly. So no one voted, so the clerk's office just gets to do what? It said they would handle things?
Cast lots is okay. What the election law says. The article...
But you think they're going to appoint people.
That's what the chief of the Bureau of Elections said, okay. Is that the school board will just appoint them because nobody received a vote. Even though 0-0 is technically a tie vote.
It's crazy.
That definitely is a tie vote.
Yeah. So there was an election. Nobody showed up. The government didn't go away. The school board did not dissolve because not everybody was up for election
right,
at the same time.
But what's the takeaway from this? I mean, because a critic is going to say, well, yeah, nobody voted, but they would have had it been more convenient. So the system has rules in place to deal with situations like this, and you know those rules are being executed. This doesn't mean that the people of, Hagerstown or something?
Hagerman.
Yeah. This doesn't mean that the people of Hagerman don't support the school board or don't support the system. It just means that they're too, you know, they were too busy to come out 26 miles and you know, actually cast a vote.
Right, and what's also interesting is that nobody cast a absentee ballot because nobody knew beforehand that the polling place was going to be 26 miles away.
And then they showed up at the polling locations, found out they were closed, and
just didn't drive 26 miles.
Yeah,
I've got better things to do. I've got to go back to work. I've got to take care of my kids, whatever. So what I take away from this is there's a lot of people that say, you know, if you vote, you're endorsing the system. If you don't vote, it'll go away. And that's not what happens.
No.
And that's not what happens at all.
Right. This is not the only time we've covered on this program a story similar to this. And there have actually been stories where the voting locations were in town and people have not voted,
right,
including the candidates. So there are even better stories where so no one could use the excuse, oh, well, it was 26 miles away. Well, no, they were open in these other towns that we've talked about in the past and nobody showed up. And yet still the government continues operating. And the reason to me as to why is because the government runs on obedience, not voting. Voting
right.
Is just a little game that they've set up to allow you to elect the dictator or allow you to elect the head gang members or however you want to look at it. And of course, there's some questions as to whether or not those voting processes are legitimate and they're not, you know, rife with fraud and all kinds of, you know, issues there. But presuming the processes are legitimate, it's just a way for you to pick the head gang leaders.
Yeah, and not necessarily even the head gang leaders, but just, you know, whoever is going to wind up being in the position. Because, you know, I would not necessarily say that the state representative is the gang leader. Like, you know, they're trying to make suggestions to the gang leader.
So who is the gang leader then? Just the top executive of whichever
I would say
bureaucracy?
The top executive.
Okay.
What's the phrase that people say when they're picking the one that is like the least evil, like the lesser of two evils?
That's right.
That's it. Yeah, that's another option too.
So share your thoughts with us here. Are you one of those who believes that the end of voting, that if in any area votes do not happen, that that will somehow lead us to more freedom? I would really love to hear from you because I know they're out there. I know those people are in our audience. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Sometimes they're behind microphones. Here, Johnny Ray, our former Tuesday night co-host, who is currently working on designing his own play. He's directing his first time directing a theater play. He does not support voting. And I don't know if he believes that if people stop voting, the system will go away, however. But there are people who do believe that.
Yes.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. To me, the system won't go away until people stop believing in it and paying for it. And that we're a long, long way away from that happening. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. There's more coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get to Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get refinished oak hardwood for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4-inch solid refinished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on Bellawood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. You can join us online as well. Username on Skype is lrn.fm. And don't forget, if you are interested in trying out a pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox, we can get you hooked up. All you have to do is go to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's some great coffee. In fact, shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. It's excellent coffee. And there's some excellent stuff kind of going on behind the scenes. The profits from some of the profits from each pound that they send out are going to Kiva.org. Now, Mark is the one who's directing, choosing which folks to give these microloans out to. And my understanding, every 10 listeners who signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com allows us to send out, as from what I'm told, one microloan every single month. And I think that's pretty impressive. So we're helping people make better lives for themselves, and you get great coffee. So you get your first pound free, just pay the shipping cost, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, that's coffee.freetalklive.com. Ian, Danica, and Daryl in studio here. We go actually to Cameroon, Africa, where Akko is on the line here on Skype. Akko, are you with us?
Yeah, hello, Ian.
Hey there.
Hello, Daryl, and hello, Danica. I'm happy to be on the show.
Welcome. Oh. Welcome back. So you're calling. It's probably past midnight there in Cameroon right now. You've, for listeners who've never heard you before, you have spent some money and time to get into a location where you can actually call us, as you don't live in Bamenda, which is typically where you call us from, because your hometown, Ndop, does not have any internet access whatsoever. But so thank you. I mean, you put a lot of effort into contacting us, and there's always something interesting you want to share. So what did you want to share with our audience tonight?
I want to report about our internet transmission problems that we have been having here for 2 days. For 2 days now, we are unable to receive your almighty radio on satellite. I don't know what is happening. I don't know. Many listeners here keep coming to me and asking me questions, what is wrong. The other day I realized that was the problem that we were facing. I thought that my antenna was maybe shaken by the wind, but all of a sudden I started receiving calls from listeners telling me that there is no broadcast of the radio on satellite. So I don't know what the problem is. I was afraid whether is it my government that has removed it from the air or what.
Well, I can't tell you right now because, you sent me a message about this earlier, later this afternoon, to give me a heads up that our satellite signal over Africa has been off the air for apparently a couple of days now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not good. Not good news. You also confirmed that other channels appear to be off, too, so it may not be a problem that is just affecting Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, that it may be affecting what they would call a transponder in the satellite business. Each satellite has these transponders on them that are at sort of different frequencies that hold different channels. So the transponder we're on, maybe it's down. I don't know. I've emailed the satellite provider that we use, and they have yet to get back to me, which is unusual because they're usually fairly quick with that kind of thing. But I've never
But if there's a problem with the satellite, then, you know, they've got other things
to deal with. But the thing is, I've never contacted whichever uplink facility is uplinking to Africa. So with satellite communications, they have these large uplink facilities. You've probably seen, like, in the movies, they've got the, you know, like a sci-fi movie. They've got these huge satellite dishes.
Yes.
I think you see things like that at uplink facilities. I've never actually toured one of them, but they have them in different locations of the world because, obviously, from the ground, you know, in the United States, what you can see in the sky is different than what you would be able to see over in Cameroon. And so so I don't know. This normally when I talk with the satellite provider, it's the one that's in the United States because that's kind of the primary one.
Sure.
And so I've never actually interacted with whichever, and I don't know where the uplink is for Africa. So hopefully I'll find that out and be able to resolve this problem sooner rather than later. But, you know, sometimes things are out of my hands.
Is it possible that the channel just moved somewhere on the band?
I suppose that's possible. So I know you're trying to get in there, Akko, so go ahead with your thoughts. I can talk a little more tech if necessary.
I pray that this problem get fixed very soon. If not, listeners are going to swallow me here. People keep calling. I was really forced to switch off my phone today because I've received more than 15 calls from listeners.
Wow.
So the earlier this problem gets fixed, the better.
So, I mean, I love that people here
are looking up to me for answers, of which I don't have anything to say to them.
Oh, so that's great, though. I'm so glad they're looking to you.
Well, I'm glad that problem... Yeah, I'm really glad to hear that, you know, things are, that folks out there are paying attention, and I appreciate the feedback. We'll do what we can to get the channel resolved. But Daryl, you asked the question, could the channel have moved?
One of the callers, Saluhu Muhammadu, told me that he cannot afford to miss Free Talk Live again. If he does, then something is going to happen. For 2 days now, he has not been able to listen to the show.
Withdrawal.
This is because people in the cannot get access to the internet.
Right.
If not, they will just log onto the internet and listen to it online.
Free-to-air television and radio is a lifeline for people. I mean, there are 4 billion people in the world, which is actually the majority from what I understand, just barely. 4 billion people in the world that don't have internet access. And it's hard for us in the United States and in other developed areas of the world to really kind of come to grips with that, right?
Because the majority of the population doesn't have access to it. That's, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, here we are in this studio right now, and all three of us are on the internet, and we probably each have a phone, a smartphone that can access a different connection to the internet. So between the three of us in the studio, we're actually using probably 4 or 5 different internet connections.
Plus, you've got how many computers over there each with
right,
computer.
I was counting 2 internet connections for the studio because we have a cable modem and a DSL here in the LRN.FM studio for kind of redundancy's sake. So if one goes down, the other's still there. And then Go ahead.
For somebody to have such an internet connection here in Cameroon, I don't think it is possible.
We did some speed tests, and it's pretty bad there.
We have just 2 internet providers in Cameroon, MTN, which is a South African-based company, and Orange, a French-based company.
And they're both wireless, aren't they?
No. The wireless are those that you cannot access anything on.
Oh, really?
You cannot do anything with.
So how do they run the internet? I mean, is it like here in the United States, the most common ways are what's called DSL and cable, and DSL is run over an old phone line system that's been installed here in the U.S. for many decades, and cable is run over these cable television lines, which, from my understanding, you guys don't have there in Cameroon. How is the internet getting to you? What's the delivery method? Do you know?
Yes, you have to buy what we call here the internet key and connect it to your laptop. When you connect to your laptop, there will be the software. When you install the software on your computer, they will get access to their network. That's how you get connected.
But is there a cable that's going into this the computer that's carrying the internet, or is it coming from like a Wi-Fi access card?
Yes, like something coming like from the Wi-Fi, because they have their poles everywhere that they have installed. So
stand by, Akko. Hang on. We'll bring it back here, and I appreciate the expertise and the inside scoop on what things are like in a completely different place from what we're so used to here in the United States. You're welcome to share your thoughts here at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You, of course, can bring up anything you'd like, 855-450-FREE. And from anywhere in the world, we are talking with Akko, who is a fairly regular caller. I don't mean like every night kind of regular, but regular as in we hear from him once every month or so and kind of get an update on what things are like over in Cameroon, Africa. And it is a completely different world out there than what we're used to here in the United States. As I was mentioning, 4 billion people in the world, they don't have internet access. They just don't have it where they live. Akko has to travel 20-something, I think, kilometers, 27. Akko, you're back with us here on Free Talk Live. How far is it from Ndop to Bamenda where you can get internet access?
It's 40 kilometers.
40 kilometers. It's a bit of a hike there.
Yeah, that's quite a bit
to get online, and then you got to pay essentially buy the gigabyte in order to access that internet, and it is not cheap to do that. So we'll continue discussing things here with Akko in a moment, but I want to also invite you to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Unfortunately, Bitcoin, it's hard to use in the places of the world that don't have internet because, well, you kind of need internet to have Bitcoin. But in the places that do have internet, it is really evolutionizing, kind of really taking money to the next step, the next amazing plateau. And, of course, Bitcoin keeps getting better over the years because it can be upgraded by the awesome team that is putting it together. It's an open source project, by the way. And you can learn a lot more about Bitcoin by joining us at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Mark and I are going to be there this year. It's the second annual. We were there last year for the first one. This one's going to be in downtown Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. Some of the keynote speakers to include George Gilder. He's a famous investor, economist, and author. Plus, IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Sambalan Nair, is going to be flying in from India. Other speakers, they're all over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. There's a bunch of them. So go and check out the site. Get signed up using code FTL, and you'll save $25 off the already very affordable $150 admission price. Plus, when you use code FTL, another $25 will go to Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based homeless charity that's based in northern Florida. So go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Use code FTL. We'll look forward to seeing you March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin for the second Texas Bitcoin Conference. Plus, they are featuring the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. If you want a glimpse into the future going even beyond Bitcoin, you'll want to be in Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. Use code FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com. We've got Akko back with us here calling from Bamenda in Cameroon, Africa. And you were explaining to us that apparently the satellite channel that Free Talk Live and the other great LRN.FM content shows are available on in Cameroon is off the air, and you've been getting calls from friends of yours who you turned on to listening to the channel LRN.FM over satellite, and it's a lifeline for folks because this free-to-air television, free-to-air radio, it's a really important thing in areas that don't have internet access. We're spoiled here in the United States. We've got all the data that we want at our fingertips. In areas that don't have internet, satellite's all there is. There's no such thing as cable television in your hometown.
No. Here, before you get access to the internet, I've said it, you have to travel about 40 kilometers in order to do that. But we have folks here who depend solely on satellite transmission. Now that it has been interrupted, they don't get access to it. They look up to me for answers. So that's why I contacted you guys to know what is happening, and we should try and get the problem fixed.
We'll work on it. So, Akko, I know there was other stuff you wanted to tell us about tonight, including what happened when you tried to go and pick up some money at a MoneyGram location. Something that has been done in the past is some of our listeners have reached out to you and offered to send some money to help maybe it is you need help with out there, including buying satellite systems for people and getting it installed. You tried to pick up some money over at the MoneyGram location, and something happened.
Yes. As you remember, David Barker tried to send me some money, and MoneyGram blocked the transaction.
That's right.
That it flagged a kind of security, kind of alert. So he transferred the money to you to send to me because you have been sending me money. But all of a sudden, I went to Bamenda to collect that money. It wasn't possible. They started asking me questions. They even brought the police in.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Yeah, and this is something we've done before. So when Akko first called the show several months ago, I think it was the second time he called in, we actually put together a little fundraiser, and Free Talk Live listeners raised approximately $150 to send over to Akko. I did that. He collected it. No problem. And so I've sent him money previously. In fact, I believe I sent more than once. Yeah, I've sent twice previously, and then most recently, this more recent $50 that was being sent, actually courtesy of Davi Barker, who was for some reason blocked from sending it. I sent the $50, and that's what Akko tried to go and pick up this week. And they called the government on you.
Because they know me, they know that I am an activist here, and they have had information that there is a foreign body trying to fund me because they call me as an anti-government propaganda machine. I think that's why they have blocked me from getting the money. Because I don't understand why. Because that money is not blocked by MoneyGram. They cannot simply pay me the money, and I don't know why.
And you said something about to me off the air that they're doing some sort of an investigation. Did the government take the money, or is it still sitting at MoneyGram?
It is still sitting on MoneyGram. That's why I asked you yesterday to go and withdraw the money, because they told me that they are trying to investigate the source of the money, why you guys are sending me money, and do I do any work for you, or something like that. They know what they are doing. This government of us here knows what they are doing. They believe that you guys are funding me to spread anti-government rumors against me.
Okay.
They They caught us.
But wow. They are not going to stop me from my activism. I will keep on with that. I will rise with that.
But that's unfortunate, and it's really kind of sad, very sad actually, that this old world money system is so easily, you know, there's like it's a choke point. It's so easy for the government guys to go in.
Yeah, you have to wait for a check to clear. You have to check, make sure the money is not counterfeit or something.
Yeah, and that's why I have to stick to Bitcoins. My account is still here, very live. I check it on daily basis. I am going to stick with Bitcoins because with Bitcoins, there will be no police or no official to come and question me on how to use my money. My money belongs to me. My money should not be answerable to the government. That's
the problem,
Bitcoin,
though, the problem, yeah, and I love that Bitcoins can be a solution to this because that's one of the things that Bitcoins are great is that they're great for is they're a decentralized system. There is no MoneyGram or Visa or MasterCard or any of these old banks and these old money institutions who are in charge of Bitcoin. There's no governments in charge of Bitcoin. So if you want to send money to somebody somewhere, all you need is their Bitcoin address. You send the Bitcoin and it's there. I mean, it's that simple. There's a brief process that takes a few minutes to confirm that the money's there, but once that's done,
yes,
there's no bureaucrat standing in the way. There's no bureaucrat that can stand in the way.
Like the account that you helped me created on blockchain.info, mm-hmm, and the Bitcoins that you sent to me, they are still there. Nobody has touched it. Our government here, which is a very local government made up of individuals who want to just aggrandize power and authority, cannot get access to it because it is a virtual currency. I think I'm going to stick with that. But
the problem with this, but how are you going to get over the issue of the fact that Bitcoin can't help you, you know, in your hometown? You could access it when you're in Bemenda, but you have no internet in your hometown.
I think with time, there are going to be companies here who are going to be trading with Bitcoins. That's what a certain manager from a local bank told me.
Really?
That they are trying to see how they can integrate their system with the Bitcoin system. So I think that is going to be the best. But that notwithstanding, I've also applied to create a bank account in a certain bank where those transactions can easily take place without passing through the police and other government officials.
There are also companies like Coinapult that are using SMS, mm-hmm, which is essentially text message,
which they have,
for sending and receiving Bitcoin. To where you don't necessarily need to know the person's Bitcoin wallet number. You just need to know their telephone number.
All right. Well, we should turn Akko onto that. Akko, hang on. We'll bring it back for another segment here in a moment. More with Akko from Cameroon. I'd heard about Coinapult, but it didn't really click with me that might be able to help the folks there in Cameroon. But, of course, having internet is a really important factor in general. But, yeah, they do have cell phones, but I imagine there's still some places where there's no cell phone coverage. We'll find out in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where, by the way, if you are looking to acquire some Bitcoin or maybe Litecoin, perhaps Dogecoin, you can go to expresscoin.com to do it. If you're in the United States or Canada, they make it easy, and it's inexpensive and fast and safe. They're a licensed money services business in the U.S. or Canada. Just go to expresscoin.com. You can grab their app for your smartphone. Again, that's expresscoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 of your preferred cryptocurrency with no fee at all. Expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL. As we continue here, Ian in studio with you tonight.
Janica.
And Daryl.
And Akko is joining us on Skype from Cameroon, Africa. He's in Bamenda right now, which is a city kind of in the sort of the western quadrant, sort of north, not really northwest, but more like more western area.
Northwest
of Cameroon.
Northwest of Cameroon.
Yeah, and so welcome back, Akko. There's a few different things you'd called in about tonight, including this the situation that you've got with MoneyGram, where you've previously been sent money via MoneyGram before. It's like a $5 fee to send money from the United States to somebody over in Cameroon. And we've successfully done this, but the most recent time when I tried to send some money to you, they put some sort of a freeze on it, and they called the police. The MoneyGram people called the cops in, and then they came in and told you that they're investigating the source of the money, and they've essentially prevented you from being able to pick it up, which
yes.
has kind of led you to conclude that Bitcoin is a good way to get around this, but my concern and the concern that, you had echoed previously when I was first we first kind of talked about Bitcoin in the past was that there was not an easy way in Cameroon to convert Bitcoin into the franc there?
Yes, it is almost impossible for somebody to use the Bitcoins here, but somebody has told me from a very reliable source that very soon there are banks and companies that are going to adapt its system to Bitcoin. So I have to wait and see in the future what the future may hold.
Well, I really liked Daryl's suggestion of Coinapult. They do have an SMS-based method to send Bitcoin. And that way you don't have to have internet. You just have to have a cell phone signal. And from what I understand, Cameroon is no exception to this, but in a lot of places in Africa, cell phone networks are fairly prolific. It's been, like Somalia is a classic example of this, where cell phone networks have been set up and, there's no government around to really ask permission to do it there.
You have sent me the link to the Coinapult. I'm going to go through it, then I will see whether will it work for me or not, and
yeah.
I'll let you know.
Well, yeah, because you've got a blockchain wallet, so for listeners who are new, Bitcoin is this decentralized currency that can be sent anywhere in the world for next to zero cost. And so you've got this blockchain.info web-based wallet. I guess in theory the idea would be you could then create, I've never gone through this, but you could then have one over at Coinapult that somehow create your own wallet with them, I would guess, and then load some Bitcoin into that wallet, then have your friends do the same thing. I don't know. Honestly, I've never been through the process. Have you, Daryl?
I have not, but I've talked to people that have. And basically, you would set up a wallet at Coinapult and then send whatever Bitcoin you have from one wallet to the Coinapult wallet.
So here I'm reading.
And then they use the SMS. They store the Bitcoin on their servers, and then they send it through SMS.
So what it says here on the Coinapult site, coinapult.com, is their SMS and web interfaces can be used to send Bitcoins to a phone number. If you use Coinapult to send Bitcoins to a number that is not already in their system, a new account will automatically be created, and the recipient will receive a notification message. Now, that's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Because it doesn't require the recipient to have internet access to even set up the account. All you have to do is send the Bitcoin to their cell phone number. They'll get a notice saying, hey, you've got Bitcoin, and then presumably a way to actually access and resend that Bitcoin. So I think it's very interesting. And so my question for you, Akko, is how prolific is cell phone signal in Cameroon, where you live?
Yeah, they are very powerful. Most of the companies here are shifting their network to the 3G platform. I think that it is very solid.
3G?
Very solid.
3G?
Yes, 3G. Yes.
Well, that's pretty surprising. I mean, now, is 3G, I imagine 3G is going to be available in Bamenda, which is a city, but what about Ndap, which is a very small town where you live?
No, there is no prospect that it is going to be upgraded in Ndap, but only in urban areas.
Do you even have cell phone access in Ndap? Is there any signal at all there?
Yes, in Cameroon, almost everywhere you can make calls or you can send SMS, but the problem is the access to the internet.
Right.
Where it is restricted.
Okay, so this may be the solution, because if there is cell phone SMS-based coverage in Ndap, which is your hometown, then in theory, then Coinapult would work for people to be able to send Bitcoin back and forth to one another.
Yes, it is quite possible. The signals here are very powerful.
So I'm sure you'll look into it and get back to us on how it works.
Yes.
So,
and Ian, I have two announcements to make.
Yeah, please.
Yes, I've started teaching secondary school students because I am a trained teacher professionally to teach English language to Francophones and to teach French language to Anglophones. So I've started volunteering in teaching children because I've realized that with the knowledge that I have, I can empower the children here because they need education, and education is the only way out. I think I will do that as long as it may take me. Even though it is volunteering here, it may be very difficult, but that is what I have started, and it is going on very well. But I keep facing this problem with adapting with students in the classroom situations. So I've decided to take an online course entitled Resilience in Children Exposed to Trauma, Disaster, and War.
So with this course now, it is going to enable me to adapt with different categories of children that I will have in the classroom. Why am I taking this course? It is to empower the young Cameroonians, the youth, because they are the future of tomorrow. They should live in an era where they will be aware of the role that the government will play in their lives. Not that they should be brainwashed and be remote controlled by some government or authorities. So that is what I've started.
Well, that's very exciting. So you had told me previously that you were an English teacher in Cameroon.
Yes, I also teach French.
Right, because it's a bilingual country, although the area in which you're living is more of an English-speaking area.
Would you say the native language is Afrikaans or French or English?
No, we have national languages here, around 270 of them. But officially we speak English and French in formal settings.
Gotcha.
Yes, I have my first degree in bilingual studies, so a kind of comparative studies of both English and French. So I also have a diploma in teaching in that field. So I've been sitting for long without a job. I've decided to start volunteering in teaching, and I am finding pleasure in that. It is going. I am very passionate about this.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, good for you. I know English, obviously, and I know quite a bit of Japanese, but someone that's fluent in more than one language is just, it's incredible. Like, just imagine the kind of minds that you can touch with that. That's great.
Yes, here we can speak both languages very fluently because from the kindergarten level of our education, we are exposed to the two languages. So you grow with them. You have this situation of innatism where you naturally acquire both languages effectively. So in Cameroon, you can have very bilingual people who speak English and French.
Akko, anything else you want to share tonight with our international audience here on Free Talk Live?
Yes. Somebody contacted you from Poland in the name of Kamil, who wants to have contact with me. It is wonderful. They are inviting me to Poland for a week-long seminar to deliver a speech on free market system.
Oh, it's so exciting. I'd seen an email about this previously. When you had called us before, you told us about one of our other listeners, James Davis, who's a Free State Project early mover, who reached out to you, and he also helps out with Free Talk Live behind the scenes with our weekly emails that we send out. But he reached out to you, Akko, and said he wanted to help you get a passport. And he sent you some money, and you started that process of working towards getting the passport. Now, here you are, now that you're getting this, maybe, hopefully, going to get the passport. There's this invitation coming from Poland saying, hey, we want to bring you up to speak at a conference. Yes. So exciting.
That is cool.
Oh, that's great.
They told me that it is going to be a week-long seminar on free market system in Africa, a market economy in which decisions regarding investment and production.
Sounds like you're the right guy to bring up there for it. Akko, thanks for calling in tonight. We'll do our best to work on that satellite outage that you're experiencing, and apologies for the inconvenience. Thank you for the call. That's Akko calling from Cameroon, Africa. Fascinating stuff. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Some pretty awful Bitcoin news coming out of Vermont. Coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound. Try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.